Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Typically kind of a dead period for college football, but yesterday the big news about the transfer rule, the NCAA saying that basically the release process is done. You don't have to go through your coach or your school to transfer. And also the redshirt deal. We'll talk with you about both of those things in a second. But Tennessee getting good news today. Brandon Kennedy, offensive lineman from Alabama, had been wanting to transfer for quite some time, had been locked down, though. Nick Saban not wanting to allow that to go through. Tennessee, Auburn, among others, wanting him. He decides on Tennessee, and you guys broke the story today.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I think has been, obviously percolating behind the scenes for some time now, and it was kind of a question of when he was going to show up, not if. Tennessee had kind of separated itself in that battle with Auburn. I think Tennessee has a major that he wants to get in here and go to grad school with, and B, I think he has kind of an immediate pathway to the field. It's hard to kind of overstate what this means for Tennessee's offensive line, considering he's a guy that hadn't played that much, sat out pretty much all of last season with an injury, but he was the backup center for Alabama, and he just gives the Vols now more depth up front and really flexibility. And I think, depending on kind of what happens with Jameer Johnson, you can kind of pencil out maybe the five guys who Tennessee's going to run out there versus West Virginia. It's really now just a question of where exactly they line up. But I think, if Trey Smith's healthy, which right now there's some optimism, but if he can come back, you pencil him in, you pencil in Ryan Johnson, you pencil in Brandon Kennedy. I think Drew Richmond's going to at least retain his starting spot to kind of start the season. And then, talking to plenty of folks around the program, I think there's a lot of confidence that freshman Jerome Carvin's going to, be able to earn a spot at one of the guards. So how those five guys exactly shake out, I think, is to be determined. But Kennedy's addition gives them some flexibility and much-needed depth for a unit that was just decimated a year ago.
Is he already on campus? When can he officially start working out, hit the weight room, do all that?
He's already on campus. He has not yet enrolled in school. He won't enroll until the basically July, second semester of the summer stuff. But he's already kind of around the team, around the program, kind of getting a familiarity with everything. And it's big just to kind of officially have him here. I mean, they need, he's a veteran guy. He's a guy that, again, I think probably the biggest reason that Tennessee liked Brandon Kennedy, not only was he a blue-chip recruit coming out of high school that's kind of been, on the practice field with a lot of those monsters at Alabama, but he's going to have 2 years of eligibility remaining to play. And I think that's huge when you're talking about a grad transfer that could help Tennessee not only this fall, but, the fall to come in 2019.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Sorry. I couldn't remember if Brandon Kennedy redshirted that first year and then maybe could count last year as a medical redshirt.
Well, he does have, either way, he has 2 years. He did redshirt once, so last year is going to count as that medical because he did play as a freshman and then a sophomore. So he will have the one medical redshirt, but he's going to have 2 years to play at Tennessee, which is big. I mean, Tennessee could have landed their starting center for the next two seasons.
How, you mentioned Trey Smith, and there's optimism, but does anybody really have a real update or real knowledge of how he's doing right now? Because so much of what's going to happen hinges on having literally one of the best offensive linemen in the country being healthy and part of what they're doing.
That's absolutely right, Mickey. And to your point, I don't, you hear a lot of whispers about what's going on with Trey, but it's hard to really kind of report and really verify what exactly is kind of going on there. I mean, I think that's going to really honestly be a situation of on that first day of training camp, August 2nd or August 3rd, is he out there? And again, I mean, he was doing some stuff towards the end of spring. He was starting to really get into some of the conditioning stuff. But I think, there's optimism, but what does that mean right now? I mean, we're only in the middle of June. No telling what could happen in July and then to come. So Tennessee, if they want to get to a bowl game, and for Jeremy Pruitt to kind of kickstart this turnaround, they need Trey Smith out there To your point, I mean, he's one of the best offensive linemen in the country, has the highest upside as really any, especially as only a rising sophomore.
How different is this strength and conditioning program this summer versus Rock Gullickson or the previous regime before that? How much different does this look like what guys are doing right now?
Well, they've obviously been a lot of promotional videos on Twitter, but other than that, they've tried to like keep a lot of that stuff secret. But I mean, talking to people, you know, everybody says the new strength and conditioning coach is way better than the last guy. I mean, you hear that
always
every
happens,
program
yeah.
around the country. It happens everywhere. You know, to Rock, I think really to me, it's an attitude thing. I think they're actually doing many stuff that's similar. I mean, I think Fitz is kind of just like the perfect. He kind of encapsulates the perfect kind of guy you want as the head of your strength and conditioning program. He's a little crazy. He brings a ton of energy. I think he knows how to motivate players. That's not to say Rock didn't know how to and didn't bring some of those qualities, but he was just kind of an older, almost kind of like a paternal figure. Where Fitz is kind of, I mean, he's an aggressive guy, and I think they've just kind of, they're really trying to change the attitude. You know, one of the big videos we put out there was all about, you know, you're going to have to be able to strain. And I think that's kind of the focus is pushing past your limits. They're doing a lot of the Olympic weightlifting stuff that they did a year ago. Now, I think they're probably focusing even more on kind of the power element to that this year. But some of the actual, you know, workout stuff is not super tangibly different. I think there's just the attitude and the focus on let's push past the limits. Let's actually have some accountability in the weight room, things that I don't think were exactly evident a year ago.
Well, Jesse, nation's number five prospect, a five-star, I guess, athlete is what he's listed at. But Kavaris Crouch visited, by all reports from you guys, visited Tennessee for the third time again yesterday. What's the story on him and really recruiting as a whole at this point for Jeremy Pruitt?
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot. Tennessee has a lot of recruiting momentum right now. And Crouch was on campus, got here last night. He's still here today. And you know, this is the third time this kid has visited, and he's someone both Austin Price and I spent a lot of time with him when we made that Charlotte trip earlier this spring. I mean, he's a guy that's recovering from a hip injury, but he has an upside about as high as anybody. His former high school coach said he thinks he could either be Leonard Fournette at running back or Lawrence Taylor as an outside linebacker. And then colleges across the country were kind of salivating over that potential. He's 6'3", 235 already. Took Harding, his high school team, to its first state championship in 70-some-odd years. So, I mean, he has an impressive background. He's a really humble, just kind of down-to-earth kid. And Tennessee's done a good job of kind of building a relationship and making him comfortable here. He's connected well with Brian Niedermeyer, Tyson Helton, Kevin Scherer. And really, he kind of, at every school, including Tennessee, kind of has the pick of where he wants to play. Does he want to play on defense? Does he want to play on offense? That's kind of still to be determined, but the Vols have positioned themselves to at least be in the conversation with him. And as is the case with kind of a lot of these top prospects moving forward, it's really going to be dependent on how they perform this fall. Tennessee's kind of built pretty much half of their class. They have a pretty stable class. They'll have to, you know, hang on to Wanya Lewis and Lakia Henry and some guys that certainly other teams are going to continue to recruit. But now it's going to be kind of how do they finish this. And it's really, I think, going to be dependent on how well does Tennessee perform this fall. They get to a bowl game and show some progress. They could be making some real noise both in December and in February for those signing days.
What's Pruitt's recruiting message? Is he selling tradition? Is he selling, hey, you can come here and play quickly? Is he selling, hey, let's rebuild this thing and I need you to help do it? Is it a combination of those things?
Yeah, it's a combination, but I would say his simplest message is you're going to get coached here and we're going to develop you as a football player. You're going to get developed. You're going to get a good education. You're going to become a man, but we're going to develop you as a football player. I have a track record of coaches behind me that have done this, and here are their resumes. We'll spread it out. We'll put you in a film room, and this is how we're going to turn you, and this is how, you know, we're going to take you to X, Y, and Z. And I think a lot of kids have resonated with that. You know, they like being able to see firsthand what they're going to be able to do. And so certainly, you know, Tennessee selling the tradition, the absolutely playing time is a huge deal for all recruits these days, but the fact that Tennessee can say our roster is kind of barren at, you know, multiple spots, you have an opportunity to at least compete. You know, no one's being handed a job, but to at least compete for a job on day one, that certainly resonates with a lot of kids as well.
You think Will McBride would have liked that new play four games rule last year?
Yeah.
Or this year, even, or any time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's several guys on that. I'll actually have a story on VolQuest coming out later today, tomorrow, just kind of about guys that I think could be impacted and positively impacted in the future for Tennessee. But no doubt that in the past couple years, Will McBride, Marcus Tatum, Riley Locklear, those are guys that absolutely could have benefited from a redshirt season and would have had it, you know, had they been kind of grandfathered in under the new rules. I think Tennessee's one of the teams this year that could take real advantage of the new rule, too, because the way Tennessee's schedule shakes out, obviously they have a tough matchup against West Virginia in week one, but then playing ETSU and UTEP, arguably two of the worst teams in D1 football this year, they're going to have an opportunity to really kind of throw a bunch of freshmen out there, play a lot of guys, and then kind of see who sinks or swims. And if some guys rise to the occasion and the staff says, hey, I think we can find a role for this guy, you know, heading into SEC play, you know, then maybe they find their way into the rotation. If not, you lose nothing by playing all those guys and saying, you know, son, we'll have to put you back on the scout team, keep working hard. Maybe you get another look late in the year, but you right. still have your redshirt season while actually getting to get, you know, some reps early in the year. I think it'll be very valuable for really everybody, and it's great for the kids, but I think Tennessee is a team with its depth issues that could really benefit from this new rule.
Appreciate you hopping on, Jesse. Real quick on the way out, what's the latest with Brant Lawless?
Yeah, that one's let's circle back to that closer to August. He's going to have basically you know, still some work to do. You know, the both sides, I think you're kind of talking how they're going to get through this work. Nothing will be resolved there until end of July, early August. So stay tuned.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate you, man.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Jesse Simonton, VolQuest.com, at Jesse R.E. Simonton.